1, 2, 3. 2 and 3.
Berkeley.
Berkeley.
Berkeley Sound.
If I can talk.
Berkeley.
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 BerkeleySound.com.
Berkeley Sound.
Great.
The Troubadour Tapes.
I had a goose and the goose pleased me.
Bang down your head, turn to lean.
Woman's only human.
One less set of footsteps on your floor.
Never saw my hometown till I stayed away too long.
Hard and on.
I'm a happy boy.
The Troubadour Tapes.
Hi, welcome to Berkeley Sound on the San Diego Troubadour Tapes podcast. I'm Jeff Berkeley. What we do here is we get an artist and an article writer for the San Diego Troubadour magazine together and have them do their interview here. So you can kind of hear the answers in the artist's own words and get sort of a glimpse into what they're saying. Even maybe hear some of the stuff that doesn't make it into the article. This month's guest is Lou Finucchi, who's an amazingly talented, classically trained musician who also happens to be an accordion player. And he kind of took us to school a little bit and educated us on what an accordion can really do in the hands of the right player. He plays everything from classical music to klezmer music to Cajun to amazing tango music, and getting to know him and his craft was a really rewarding experience for me, and I know everyone else in the room. So sit back and relax and enjoy. Thanks for tuning in. Here's Mike Alvarez.
Yes, hello. I'm sitting here with Lou Finucchi, the accordionist extraordinaire. We had met at his place in Bankers Hill a couple of weeks ago and had a really nice conversation, and we're going to expand on some of the things we talked about. Hi, Lou.
How you doing, man?
Yeah, real good, real good. Great to have you here.
Well, the first thing that happened was everyone started telling accordion jokes, and it's kind of silly. You know, Lou actually knew them all, but I'm kind of glad it happened in a way because it gives you a glimpse into what it's like to be an accordion player. And Lou is an amazing, accomplished classical musician. And so for him to have to hear accordion jokes is probably, it could make him mad. But the truth is, he was a real good sport about it, and he told us his favorite.
My favorite?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's well... Here we are talking about accordion jokes, but that's cool. Whatever,
you know. Yeah, it makes it more colorful.
I'm down. You know, I like jokes.
Okay.
My personal favorite is, and I have a signed copy. You know, Gary Larson, who does the Far Side.
The Far Side, yeah.
Right. Okay. He's got a two caption thing, and on the top one. Okay, first of all, he's from Seattle,
uh-huh.
And so he knows the Potosa accordion people. Who I play their accordions, and he knows them personally as friends.
Uh-huh.
So, and he's, anyway, on the top caption, you know, you've got these people standing in line, and there's, you know, an angel with a halo on, and he's saying, you know, welcome to heaven, here's your harp. And then the second one down there has got, you know, like Satan, and he says, welcome to hell, here's your accordion.
Yeah.
And he's handing out accordions. And it's actually, I have a signed copy of Gary Larson.
That's great.
Signed it. You know, to the Potosa family, he said to you know, to Joe and sons, you know, with all due respect, you know, it was just fun. It's
yeah.
A joke.
Yeah,
but I guess that's my favorite one until I can get, you know, a better one. You know, whatever.
Well, when you were a kid and you started getting interested in accordion, did all those bad jokes deter you from wanting to play?
Because I mean, obviously, you're very serious about the instrument.
Yeah, I think, you know, I think. Well, I'm not sure about manifest destiny, but I think I was just meant to play accordion because the jokes, I didn't even really start hearing accordion jokes until my teens.
Yeah, I've never even heard him since.
Well, you know, my first introduction
When I was younger, I mean, I started when I was 7 and a half. Uh-huh. The kid next door, he played accordion, and I think I told you this
you
already.
Did.
And he later married my sister.
So you got an accordion family going.
And he quit the accordion, and I kept playing the accordion. And I used to listen to him, you know, practice outside of his window and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And I just stuck with it. And I think there was a time, maybe, you know, 14, 15-ish, you know, when I was going through playing sports, because I was actually very good in sports, mm-hmm. Basketball, football, whatever. I played a lot of sports. And then I stopped growing, so that all stopped. But I kept playing accordion, and maybe there was a little stage in there where maybe athletics were taking a little bit of priority over mm-hmm. accordion. But I was always one. I had very fortunate parents. I would get up in the morning. My mother would make me breakfast, and while she was making me breakfast, I'd be practicing accordion. And this went on through, you know, when I was in college at San Diego State. So, I mean, I would get up at, you know.
What kind of music did you start playing on the accordion? Or was it Lady in Spain?
Here we go.
Well, I mean, you were obviously classically trained. I mean, as I allude to in the article, you've got, you know, a vast knowledge of music in general, and you're not just specifically an accordionist. You know theory, you know.
Well, I'm a musician who plays an accordion.
Yes.
Right.
Exactly.
So, I'm sorry, what was your question again?
Actually, I think you kind of happened on something that I wanted to point out. We're making so much fun of the instrument and all that stuff, and there's a lot of accordion jokes, but I think most of that can be attributed to the fact that there's just a lot of people out there that play it badly.
Yeah, and
aren't musical with it, because when it's used in a musical way, it can be one of the most effective and emotional instruments available to mankind.
Right.
It's a beautiful thing. So,
we're all
poking fun, but you sure are a good sport, man, because I'm sure you've had to deal
Let's
with it
Let's move away
life,
from the jokes.
I know, because you think of Weird Al
that's cool.
or Lawrence
Welk,
you know.
We can do the jokes, whatever, as long as you want to do jokes. I'll joke, too. You know.
Yeah, but then you'll pull the instrument out and kick its ass.
The thing is this, is that... you know, when I was about, I think, 15, I studied with a guy named Charles Bertolino here in San Diego. And then he got to a point, and he was very honest and was very gentleman of him, very professional of him. And he told my parents, he says, I can't teach Lou anything anymore. So I was very fortunate. There was a gentleman named Anthony Gallerini living in San Marcos who had a worldwide reputation as a classical accordionist, teacher. At that time, I think he was probably 70-ish, and that's when I went and I studied with him while I was at San Diego State. And he had a statement, you know, as far as the accordion jokes go, you know, it's like this. The accordion has been, let me say this right, the accordion has been sinned against more than it has sinned. Okay, so in other words, I mean, you can go around the world. I just sent some people some pop music from Brazil. I mean, accordion is huge in Brazil. It's huge in Eastern Europe. It's huge in France. It's huge in Russia.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and it's not the instrument. It's what you do with the instrument.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's who's playing it.
Right.
Well, there's this one artist that you mentioned, Frank Morocco.
Yes.
And I did a little digging up some information about him. He was on Pet Sounds.
The Beach
God
Boys
only
album.
Knows. That was him, wasn't it?
What's Pet Sounds?
It's the Beach Boys.
The Beach Boys' most
landmark.
Famous album.
Oh, that could be. Well, Frank played, I think at that time he was playing with the Les Brown Band. And then he just, you know, things happened in the right time, in the right way. And he ended up in L.A., and he ended up being like the studio guy, like the accordion guy for everything. I mean, soundtracks, Godfather movies,
that was
whatever.
Him.
That was Frank Morocco.
Wow.
Frank Morocco. And he's a very good friend of mine, and I love him very much. And he's actually, 80, I think he's 80 now, and he's not really playing here in the States anymore, but he's sponsored by an accordion company, and he's playing stuff over in Europe still. at the age of 80 years old, and God bless him, he's a great guy. And he was one of my first inspirations as far as like jazz accordion. You know, Frank Morocco, yeah. I can't say enough good things about him.
Right. When you say you're classically trained, what kind of music do you get classically trained on? Is it not classical music per se, but...
Or is there classical accordion music? Because there was a whole department devoted to that at SDSU at one point.
Yeah, well, here's the deal. You know, the accordion, you know, it's actually a newer instrument compared to most instruments. 1825-ish, 1830-ish, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Is when the actual, you know, first accordion came out of, you know, Austria, all right? And so during that time, it comes from an instrument called the Sheng from China, S-H-E-N-G. Which was an instrument in China, you know, and all the trading going on in those days. The Sheng ended up in Europe, and the type of reeds that it had in it, you know, these people would mess around and blowing air through it and all kinds of, and they used all these reeds and they came up with accordions, concertinas. And then, you know, through, you know, maritime traveling, things like that, the accordion got dispersed all over the world because it was, you know, portable, unlike a piano, you know. And what am I getting to? I'm off on a tangent here.
Well, that's fine.
Well, there's all kinds of different accordions, like the squeeze.
The concertina.
And the little...
Well, the bandoneon you were telling me about when we were talking.
Bandoneon is... Yeah, it's from Germany. Most people think it was made in Argentina.
Exactly.
It's not made in Argentina. It's from Germany, and it came from a guy in Germany. And his name was, now the name escapes me. But anyway.
We can look it up on Wikipedia.
It's German made. It's German made. And it ended up in Argentina. And, you know, even Astor Piazzolla, who that was his instrument, was bandoneon. Somebody asked him one time, they said, well, how did bandoneon end up in Argentina? And he said, probably some sailor ran out of money and... traded into the bartender for a bottle of whiskey. So the accordions traveled. And you take Mexico, for example, Tex-Mex music, okay? The Aztecs didn't have accordions.
Right.
You know,
wasn't it the Germans
that
migrated
from Germany.
There? Yeah.
they came from Germany. Yeah.
That's right.
Now, let me ask you this, now that you brought up...
Let me go back to the question you asked about classical music.
Oh, of course.
My bad. Okay.